Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The illustrious Josh Bernstein here. I think, Josh, your regular time slot is going to be the later one, isn't it? Ordinarily, you're going to be hour three, which is going to be an hour from now. But today, because of Veterans Day, and I'm sure you have some brilliant analysis, I was hoping, as a human, as an American, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent, that the Democrats are going to show some sign of decency, common sense, and humanity, and being an American patriot, getting things done for all us Americans. How's that? And not only that, when we succeed, we make other nations succeed, whether it's Honduras or El Salvador or Greece or Egypt or whatever, because without a strong, healthy, and properly constitutionally constituted, not stealing elections America, the whole world goes to hell in a handcart, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And, look, I think, number one, I want to thank everyone that has served this country and continues to serve this country and did serve our country. Very happy and healthy Veterans Day. That being said, look, we are witnessing the theft of our voting integrity. We're witnessing the theft of how liberals operate, and they've been operating for years in the same capacity. Anytime there's a close election where a Republican is considered to be the winner or out in front, they come up with fake votes. They've been doing it for 50 years. They've been on tape doing it. We now have video proof of them moving ballots back and forth. We found ballots in classrooms, at schools. They're trying to steal the Arizona race. It's just a disgrace. And I think that President Trump needs to get involved. We need to have the executive branch order new elections in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona for the Senate, for the governorships, and for the Senate in Arizona. And we ought to have poll watchers in the counties that are being accused of fraud. We need to forcibly remove Brenda Snipes and handcuffs out of where she is at. She should be locked up in prison for what she has done and been committed and convicted of doing in the past. And we need to redo these elections with safeguards and with watchers in these precincts that are obviously committing voter fraud. And when that happens, we will have completely different results. Republicans will absolutely destroy Democrats in all of those races. They know it, and we know it. And therefore, this is what needs to be done. You know, Rick Scott is still the acting governor of Florida, and he's got 40 million reasons to win that Senate seat because he put $40 million of his own money into winning that Senate seat. He can declare that, I believe by law, he can declare that election null and void and force the people of Florida to recount, to redo the entire election and go out and re-vote.
Right.
And that's what he ought to do. And we ought to do the same thing with Doug Ducey in Arizona. They need to do the same thing out here in Arizona. We need to redo the entire election and have people watching in Pima and Maricopa County at all of the polling precincts in every single area of Maricopa and Pima County.
You live in Arizona, and I'm sure you're in a state of shock because I was there just a few weeks ago. They're uber conservative red. The fact that Kristen Sinema, the crazy comments she's made over the years, this is not a normal Democrat. This is a far left, older rear head Democrat.
She is a vile, radical, leftist wacko.
Right.
She's not a moderate. She's not an independent. She called Arizona's crazies. She ended up calling us the meth lab of democracy. This woman should be tarred and feathered and put in Florence State Prison here in Arizona for what she has done. She has committed treason by saying that it's okay for Americans to join the Taliban. That is a treasonous comment, that she should be handcuffed and brought down to the local jail and prosecuted for. She should not be running for any kind of Senate seat. She is an absolute vile, disgusting excuse for a human being.
What I'm amazed at is how many Christians and how many conservative Jews and Christians and just good Americans, okay, of all types, skin colors, whatever, would be deceived by the amount of money that from even out of state or from people like George Soros and other millionaires like Steyer. They would be deceived by these, you know, attack ads and so on. So people like McSally should have had a massive margin. She's a war hero. She's got a conservative agenda. She's lockstep with Trump. I can't understand how, you know, even when we count the people that voted for Sinema, I'm sure there's some fraud going on there, just like there is.
Oh, God. Tons of fraud. Tons of fraud. There's more fraud going on in Arizona than in Florida, probably.
Right.
Because it's not in the spotlight, because it's out in the southwest and it's away from everything.
Right.
And you've got people in Pima County. Pima County is basically a Marxist county in Arizona, to be quite honest.
Right.
And Pima County is closer to the border. There are tons of illegals down there that voted in this election. There are tons of liberals in that area near the University of Arizona. It's an absolute cesspool. It is truly a cesspool, and I'll say it. I don't care. And the bottom line is, if we redo this election, which we should, Governor Ducey, I believe, has the governor authority to redo this election, call this election null and void in Arizona, give everybody about 7 to 10 days to get ready to go out and vote again, and recast every single vote in this state. And I guarantee you, Martha would lead by 6 to 7 percentage points over Kirsten Sinema, if not more. Okay? Because there is at least 3 to 4% worth of voter fraud in this state. At least, if not more than that. And I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to say that I'm lying and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about and everything else, and that's fine. They can do that. But bottom line is, we need a completely new election here in Arizona.
I agree with you. I think they should not try to recount. The ballots have been messed up. I think they should start from scratch and have better observations. Because
right.
The most important institution in America is the ballot box. And if you don't have the ballot box, you go to the witness box. And if you don't work there, we go to the cartridge box, which is revolution. And we don't want to go there. We don't want to go to the cartridge box, do we?
No, we don't want to go there. But you know what? Look what they're doing right now in Washington State, where you had Bloomberg and his billions of dollars, and then the Alliance for Gun Safety came in and lied. Flat out lied to the people of Washington State about this ballot initiative 1639, told them that it meant something else when it didn't. It was actually shot down by Judge Hickson in Washington State. He said that it did not meet the criteria to be a ballot initiative in the state. It was poorly worded, it was misguided, it was untruthful, and the print was purposely really, really, really small. So
Whoa.
He actually shot it down. Then they appealed his decision directly to the commies on the Washington State Superior Supreme Court, and they overruled Judge Dixon or Hickson's decision and allowed this ballot initiative to be placed on the ballot. And these morons, and I'll call them what they are, these rain-soaked idiots out there in Washington State, they voted overwhelmingly to destroy their own Second Amendment rights. Anyone from Washington State, you know, they say it's the highest capital of suicide in the country. And I think we know why, and it ain't just the rain. It's the stupidity of the people of Washington State. I got a lot of fans that love my show in Washington State, and there are very few exceptions. People in Washington State are stupid. They are absolutely stupid with what they just did. I mean, they completely obliterated their own Second Amendment. And we've got to stop this now, because if I-639 continues, it'll go to California, it'll go to Oregon, it'll go to New York, it'll go to Connecticut, it'll go to...
Give details of I-639. What is this ballot initiative? What is it?
Well, I will. I'll give it to you right now, because I have a lot of information.
I hear the bumper, so we're going to have to do it on the other side.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Josh. Amazing analysis. I think, have you ever seen a Japanese ceremony on a movie called Harikari, where they jab and the samurai started going, and they got to disembowel themselves? I see the Democrats with 87 planned subpoenas and investigations committing geopolitical Harikari.
I'm going to go through that, too.
Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Josh, you got lots to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about this initiative 1639. And it doesn't matter if you don't live in Washington State. It doesn't matter if you live in a red state like Wyoming or Idaho or Alabama. This affects you as well, because it may not affect you now, but if this is allowed to stand, this will be the standard bearer of all these states will then start to adopt something similar to this. Now, Initiative 1639 in the state of Washington now imposes criminal charges if a gun owner's weapon is lost or stolen and used in a crime. The registered owner will now also be criminally charged.
You're kidding.
So let's say someone breaks into your house and they steal your gun, or they break into your car and they steal your gun underneath the seat, and they go out and they shoot somebody and they kill someone. They're going to trace the gun back to you. It doesn't matter that you didn't cause the crime. It doesn't matter that you didn't do the crime or anything like that. They're going to criminally charge you because the gun was registered to you. That's what this new law does.
Whoa, that's insane. See, this is directly against the Constitution and the due process of law. You can't say, okay, give me an example. Let's say you got a really fancy set of dinner knives, and it sits on your kitchen shelf, and somebody comes into your home when you're gone for a weekend, or they break in, and they steal your really good Ginsu knives. These things are so super sharp they can take your head off. Are they going to be guilty because they steal your knife set? I mean, how crazy is this?
It is crazy. Initiative 1639 will now restrict any persons from the ages of 18, 19, and 20 years old from purchasing or owning a handgun. And there's no grandfather clause. So that means if you're 18 or 19 or 20 years old in the state of Washington and you own a handgun, it is illegal for you to own that handgun based on Initiative 1639.
What about a small female going to university and going through a parking garage, and she needs to equalize it with a 280-pound, out-of-control drug addict that wants to rape her? I mean, come on.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, this is what's going on now. I saw... I saw a Hispanic gentleman from Mexico that did a triple murder, and the sanctuary city released the bugger back out into the public.
Yep.
Excuse me. Okay. What is this? Is this being Venezuelized America? What's going on? And the Democrats better get their act together. I think a lot of American public were fooled by you know, billions of dollars and millions of dollars being spent. They spent $5 billion here. Look at Beto O'Rourke. Now that he failed against Ted Cruz, they're on a run for president. Damn it.
I know. It's insane.
It's insane.
Initiative 1639 is not going to decrease violent crime. It is going to guarantee to increase the majority of crimes are committed with handguns, but this law also targets rifles. Under the bizarre and poorly worded initiative, the definition of a semi-automatic assault rifle has now been purposely made unclear. Under 1639, many hunting guns, competitive shooting rifles, and classified target shooting guns are now all being falsely identified as, quote, assault weapons, regardless of their configuration or their caliber.
Wow.
And, perhaps, the most sinister, evil, and dangerous part of this entire initiative is this. The law will actually allow for people... Hang on, I got wrong page here. The law will actually allow for people to have their guns confiscated from them if they do not comply with this law.
And of course, because they're registered, they're going to go and be able to go to their home and grab it, right?
Yeah, here it is. Initiative 1639 allows state and local officials to collect registered gun owners' information to enforce compliance and authorize gun confiscation. Let me tell you something, folks, whoever's listening to this program right now. I'm a big supporter of the military. I'm a big supporter of the police. But if I find out that police in Washington State or any other spot in the country knock on someone's door and try to confiscate a law-abiding citizen's guns and they're shot and killed, I will not shed one tear. Not one tear for any fallen officer that is ordered by the state of Washington to go and confiscate guns. I will say this, and I will say this loud and clear. Anybody in Washington State that owns a gun, I would expect you to defy this law. Defy 1639. Do not comply with 1639. The slogan, from our cold, dead hands, is a way of life. It's not just a slogan. And Moulin Levy, come and take it. Well, guess what? That's reality, folks. We're not going to be disarmed, and we're not going to let any ballot initiative in any state disarm us.
Now, you got to say, when they're getting to the point of trying to disarm us, you know they've got something even more evil planned. They've been building, since the Patriot Act of 9/11, over 17 years ago now, they've been building civil detention camps for millions of us. And some of us are almost called the Red or Dead list, okay? Or the blue list, where you're going to be retrained, and if you're not retrainable, they'll execute you. People say, oh, no, that's not true. I said, you know what? I had Bob Top Secret clearance. I can tell you, they wouldn't disarm you for, okay, what about all the illegals? Look at the Democrats. You know, that chant, you know, no ICE, no border, no USA at all. I mean, honestly, this is the chant of the Democrats. This is a chant of even Rhino Republicans like Ryan, who don't support the president. And that's why so many seats were lost in the House. They didn't accomplish the things that Trump had in his agenda. That's why they're gone, isn't it? Let's face the music. Now at least 40 of these people that quit, 40-plus House leaders, both men and women, I call them Congress critters, hopefully they'll be replaced in the next wave of election by real Trump supporters that want to save country. A country with borders, a country with an economy, a country with trade arrangements that are solid as steel, and a country that can allow citizens to defend themselves and has, as we had on Friday, we talked about this with the concealed carry national thing, where if you have a concealed carry permit in California, you can travel to any other state and carry your concealed carry weapon. This idea that you can't go to a certain state and they can't have your concealed carry, they should change these places of, you know, where all these killings happened up, like in Northern California just a few days ago. They're shooting range sites. These are these gun-free zones where they have, like in this bar that happened up in Northern California.
Yep.
These basically are death galleries. This is what they do. You don't. A person's not going to go to a bar if they know there's going to be ex-cops in there or right. people that are veterans with a gun. They can shoot back. They're not. They're not going to do it. So, I honestly, I want to hear your analysis of this. When I heard the statements that, on Fox that up to 87 different things like subpoenas and investigations are going to occur with the Democrats, they haven't learned from 2016. These people are even amping it up even more. I honestly think the Democrats are going to commit geopolitical suicide. And I don't see them collaborating or cooperating with Trump at all. I think it's going to get insane. He's going to have to get real serious with them, isn't he? Start parallel investigations or another independent counsel to go after those buggers. It really is. Rather than trying to work out for American citizens something that works. So I want to hear your analysis when you come back, because this latest election, the Democrats haven't learned their lesson, have they? Amazing.
Trading involved. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we're going to get Josh back in just a moment here. It's my feeling that when I hear all these comments by the Democrats, like Jerry Nadler, etc., and other things, Gerald Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Cory Booker, etc., it's like, you guys don't get it. We care about Americans. We don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or independent. We don't care what your skin color is. Josh, I want you to kind of comment on this, because I was extremely disturbed by the lack of American solidarity. We're Americans first, before we're black, white, or religious group. And if we stand together, whether or not we're in the House, instead of just aggravating, continuing like with Adam Schiff, they should call him Adam Schifty, in the House, and the investigations they want to do is like, you don't just beat a dead horse, they're beating his bones. I mean, Mueller's investigation is about to close, and these guys are saying, oh, no, we're just amping it up. What's your analysis of what's going on? Because I'm disturbed because we've got health care cost issues, infrastructure with falling down bridges and roadways, issues dealing with our border, and so many issues there are bipartisan that need to be fixed, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Look, I think the Democrats are going to overplay their hand, as they always do. And I think that Nancy Pelosi, as she becomes Speaker, is actually going to be a good thing for the Democrats. And the reason I say that is because all this talk about impeachment and this and that, it's not going to happen. It's not going to really, you know, materialize. Because they use that talk to gin up their base, to get their base supported. But what's going to happen is the reality is going to set in, and they're going to realize that they have to govern for 2 years. They cannot just obstruct for two more years. They did that for 2 years, and it didn't get them Congress. It got them half of Congress, but it didn't get them Congress. So I think Nancy's going to temper the expectations, if you will, from the hard left. I think that she's smart enough to understand that she absolutely has to govern for them to even have a remote chance of keeping the House 2 years from now. And I think what you're going to do, what you're going to start to see, is that some of the hard left wing, which is most of them now, of the Democratic Party, will be pushing for impeachment. But leadership is going to squash that, because they understand it's dead on arrival in the Senate. It's never going to go anywhere on the Senate. And so it's a joke. And regardless of what Mueller writes or doesn't write, which I would predict at this point will be another James Comey situation, but you'll say that Trump is this and Trump is that and he's horrible and he's terrible, but there's not enough evidence to do anything with it. It'll be the same thing that they did with Hillary Clinton.
Here's what I'm concerned. I want to get your opinion on it. And I heard this opinion actually from Pelosi. She said it's probably not enough to indict Mueller, but it may be enough to impeach. So in other words, they're actually going to take something that's not indictable and try to turn it into an impeachment. That was just a reasoned statement by this nutball. I mean, Nancy, are you pre-dementia? What's wrong with you?
Well, she is. I mean, look, she wants to impeach Donald J. Bush, or she wants to impeach George W. Trump. I mean, the woman is obviously, not all there anymore. That's unfortunate, but it is what it is. You know, she's had many, many instances on camera in which she has, had these blank stares, has had these, moments of lapses of concentration in her talk
right.
or whatever. Bottom line is, when she is coherent, I think that she'll kind of put it together and realize that she's going to have to govern the country or attempt to govern the country for the next 2 years. Otherwise, they're going to lose. Because I don't believe that independents wanted Democrats in control other than for them to try to figure out a way to work with Republicans. And so, that being said, I think that they're going to see this as an opportunity to govern rather than the opposite way. They saw what happened for 2 years obstructing. It didn't get them what they were hoping to get,
right.
which would have been a wipeout of the Senate and the House. It didn't work. So I think Nancy's going to calm the beast, so to speak, in her party, and they're going to try to work on some legislation. Now, here's the thing. I have heard that Nancy Pelosi isn't planning on bringing up impeachment right now, isn't planning on fixing Obamacare or anything like that. They're going after guns, okay? They're going after guns. That's the first thing she said. She's going to try to do universal background checks and gun control. Well, look, all I can say is I hope and pray that President Trump has his veto pen out. I hope it's full of ink, and I hope he absolutely destroys and vetoes any bad legislation coming out of the House. I will be there steadfast all the time, and I will be against President Trump if he tries to sign any bad legislation that would make America not great again. So, we'll see what happens. I think more than anything else, you're looking at stagnation. You're looking at, gridlock for the next 2 years, worse than it was. And that's good for the country, because as long as the gridlock stays the way it is and we don't pass bad legislation undoing what President Trump has done, then I think we'll be in okay shape. I will add this. I think it's going to get to the point where President Trump is going to morph into Barack Obama, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, in other words, he has a pen and he has a whatever.
Right. Exactly. And look, I'm no big fan of executive orders, but when you use executive orders to undo damage against a country and then put in executive orders to make that country more prosperous, more free, and more better, I'm in favor of it to a certain degree. Obviously, the nice thing about what Trump has done and has accomplished has been through Congress. 90% of his entire agenda has been done the right way through Congress. The reason Barack Obama has been so easily erased from history is because 90% of what he did was not through Congress. It was through executive action. So I am a bigger fan, obviously, of going through the legislative process. However, there's going to be certain things that he's going to need to do, like, for instance, birthright citizenship. Get rid of it. Get rid of it for the next 2 years minimum. And he can do that through his executive authority.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I'll tell you what I suspect that Trump's going to do. Number one, He's going to see for the next, say, 3 to 6 months if they're going to collaborate, and he'll have some test legislation like infrastructure or building the wall. And the way you can use build it is just take the military budget and have the Pentagon and the Corps of Engineers build the wall, not just put razor wire up. Secondly, the trade deals he can do are basically need to be bipartisan, not multilateral. And he's doing them already. You see it happen with Mexico and Canada. That wasn't done through Congress. I expect Europe to fall, China, and I also expect that he's going to do some more executive orders just through the banks. He can actually do bank orders, tell the banks to start pulling the money from the oligarchs in Russia, who basically gave the Rosatom nuclear reactors, rocket reactors, and guidance systems to the Russians, to the North Koreans, and he's going to defang them. And this doesn't require him to do anything other than to take his pen out. I think also you're going to see the Supreme Court. You see, Trump's power isn't gone. He has the governors, the majority of the governors were voted Republican. He has the Senate. And the appointment of all of his administrators, because this is a real problem, it wasn't just the Congress blocking him with these rhino Republicans and crazy Democrats. It's all the administration. He's going to now be able to appoint them all, because he has enough people with a few kind of red state Democrats that are sitting there with their neck in a noose. They're going to have to cooperate. And then if he gets bills in front of the Congress, which he's going to recommend for infrastructure, for roads and bridges, he can do attachments to that, can't he? I'm sure he can take attachments to these bills that the Democrats want in their home state, and he's going to attach things that he wants or the Republicans want, isn't he?
He can do that, yes. Look, you got to play. The Democrats never play fair. They always try to poison the well. That's how they were able to run these ads in all of these swing states and say that Republicans voted against pre-existing conditions. No, they didn't. What happened is they voted for a procedural vote, and then at the last minute, Democrats threw in other things like gun control or whatever, and then they were forced to vote against it. They did it on purpose, knowing that when they were going to run in the midterms, they were going to use the provisional votes as fodder against them in campaign ads. That's how Democrats work. That's how they operate. I think President Trump ought to give...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Josh, if Donald Trump takes those 40 judges waiting, plus, and appoints them, and then they're out of session, because they're going to be out of session shortly, that means the Democrats are just going to have a fit. You see, the Democrats have been forced to from being the whining party to the impotent have-to-do-something-collaborate party. And I think I agree with you that the best thing that Trump can do is have a welcoming party for Nancy. And I think the media, kind of their heads popped off when he actually congratulated Nancy, said, hey, good going, Nancy, and welcome her, and say, let's cooperate in some legislation. The Democrats, I don't know, they're going to be completely befuddled by this, because Trump basically is holding on a hand and saying, look, I'm here actually to fix things. He doesn't even take a salary, Trump, he donates it. And he's basically saying, let's fix the infrastructure, the border, let's fix things that are our common issues between Democrats and Republicans, like the cost of health care. the Democrats, what are they going to do? What is the voters going to do 2 years from now? And by the way, the campaign's already started. I mean, it's not going to take long. A year from now, we're going to be deep into it. Who's going to be the candidates for the Republicans and Democrats? I think anybody think they're going to run against Trump is an insane person. And we hear about the Hildebeest, Hillary. She's talking about running again. Please, Hillary, run again.
She won't.
Likely, and Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas with her, no, I'm not a native DNA test, when she gets irrational over the fact it's like 1 in 1,040. And I'm a geneticist. I can tell you, the woman's certifiable, and she's a liar. She got tons of money for acting as a pseudo native, and the native tribes didn't even say to advance her and say, hey, one of us. She's not.
Well,
so I find it bizarre. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think Hillary's going to run. I don't care what her press secretary says.
Yeah.
I don't care what her former campaign staffers say. I don't care what she says. She's
right.
Not going to run. And
no.
If she does run, she won't even get past the first debate. So never mind Hillary Clinton. That's a
yeah, she won't even be nominated by her party, will she?
No.
She's a liability now.
Totally dead issue, so there's no point in even discussing that.
Right.
However, President Trump ought to give Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats a huge present for winning the midterms, for winning the House. And I think what he ought to do is, during the break, before they come back into Congress, he ought to recess appoint the 40 judges that the Democrats have blocked and have decided to obstruct against. There's about 40 or 42 judges that are sitting there waiting for confirmation. President Trump ought to do what Ronald Reagan did, which Ronald Reagan, by the way, since 1981, has recessed appointed the most amount of judges by any president. And he ought to try to surpass Reagan's mantle there and do at least 40 of these judges before they come back to Congress. And you know what? Let them complain. Let the media complain. Let everybody complain. There's nothing they can do about it. You know why? Because President Trump is the president, and he has the executive authority to do exactly that.
Wow. Interesting, eh?
Yep. I have no sympathy, nor do I have any bipartisanship that I want to deal with these people. These people are animals. There's no such thing as bipartisanship. The only part of bipartisanship now is Republicans, you must get rid of your morals, your values, and leave them at the door, and you need to come over to our side and sign on to our legislation to show that you're not racist. Okay? That's what bipartisanship is in the year 2018 and moving forward. It used to be about working out real problems. It used to be about solving issues. It's not anymore. It's about political points. It's about who's going to have power, who's going to have control. And I'm done. I don't believe in bipartisanship, nor do I want bipartisanship. As a matter of fact, I would rather have two extreme parties. I know a lot of people say that people want to be in the middle. I don't. I would rather have you be extremely left or extremely right, present your ideas honestly and right to the voters, instead of trying to pretend that you're not a radical extremist like the
like Kristen and Sinema in your state, right?
Let the American people decide. Let's find out if we're a center-right country still.
Well, Kristen Sinema is a perfect example of the kind of uber Democrat leftist who wants to pretend they're middle of the road.
Right.
Even other Democrats get knocked off their Senate seats in congressional seats because they lied to the public, saying, oh, yeah, I don't want to support Nancy Pelosi. Like, excuse me, we know your voting record. That talks, doesn't it?
Please, these people that said that they won't support Nancy Pelosi will not only support her, but if she asked to be carried over a red carpet on their backs, they would do it. Okay? it's ridiculous to say that they're not going to support her. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think we're at the point now where it's, in a sense, it's like the tale of two cities. It's the best of worlds, it's the worst of worlds. This is, in a sense, going to guarantee Trump's readmission to the presidency with a full majority of both the House and Senate, and no obstruction anymore. The Democrats are going to go back in the whiny box, but they're going to be a significantly smaller party now. And the idea that these extreme viewpoints like communism and uber-socialism and self-control, like, you can't take a broken healthcare system and give it to everybody and bankrupt the country. You got to fix it first.
Right.
You got to have a country with borders, otherwise you don't have a country. You need to have immigration, but you want to have rational immigration. You want to have border control. You need a wall. You need people not overstaying their visas. You want to have an immigration day where states and industry have to put a specific number of people with certain vetted skill sets. And then you have to have make sure they're vetted so they actually have a background check so they don't come into the country as criminals, but they, whether they're techies or they're going to come in on a work visa and work for a period of time. And that's all rational. It's all so systematically simple, isn't it? And we don't care how many
people. What we need to do before 2020 is we need to arrest all of these people that are involved in voter fraud. And then what I would do is I would make all of their trials public.
Right.
Every single one of them, I would make them public. Then what I would do is either by executive order or some other way, I would raise the voting age to at least 21, maybe 25 if possible, with an exception for people in the military. I would revoke anyone's right to vote that is on public assistance for more than 36 months, unless, of course, they are disabled or, you know, they're retired, whatever. But if you're just, you know, collecting welfare, you should not have the right to vote because you're going to continue to vote for the people that are giving you handouts. I would eliminate all electronic voting machines and go to paper ballots only in all 50 states. And then the other thing that I would do would probably be to eliminate 100% early voting in any case, with only the exceptions for people over the age of 65 that, you know, maybe are disabled or, you know, for health reasons or something like that. And I would do, because I don't believe in early voting, and early voting is a perfect example of what we are seeing and witnessing right now. Because of early voting, the Democrats were allowed to fill out fake ballots and hold on to them and wait for the margins to come in. And when the margins were close, they said, oh, look at here, we've got all these extra ballots. That's a prime example of having too much time to vote. We need to get it down to one day, maybe 2 days or 3 days tops. But
yeah, they have to count and report them within 45 minutes to 90 minutes, whatever. In other words, according to the law, like in Florida, you have to report those ballots that are coming in real time. And when the ballots, when the thing closes, they should have the total number within like 45 minutes of the closure, like 11 p.m. Eastern time. It shouldn't be days later that this one snipes is rolling her eyes and saying, you know, and saying this and that. I'm thinking, this woman is crazy.
She never ever had the, the idea to be honest, ever. She knew that she was going to cheat right from the very beginning. Congresswoman is still the election supervisor in Broward County is beyond me when a judge actually said that she broke the law. How the hell did she not get removed back then?
Well, I'll tell you what happens if people vote for her, but she shouldn't even be put on the ballot to be re-voted for. That's the problem. You shouldn't put her on the ballot and say, oh, do you want to vote for Snipes? Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I want to vote for her because she'll be corrupt. I mean, it's like the people voting, like you say, that are already 36 months on. Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah,
seriously, she should. If she's been convicted of destroying ballots, that is literally taking away the votes of American citizens, taking away their right to be represented in the state and in the country, and therefore that is treasonous, it is aiding, abetting, and I think it's a crime worthy of that.
Wow.
And I'm surprised to watch it be.
Amazing, amazing discussion. Thank you, Josh. I'm certain your analysis is right on. As I say, this is going to make good tape, as Tucker Carlson says. Good news, but it's going to be an ugly mess. It'll be like Circus Maximus in ancient Rome, isn't it? It's going to be ugly, bloody, entertaining, and disgusting at the same time.
Well, that's right? What politics is. It's a blood sport.
Yeah. Believe me, lots of blood coming now. This is going to end. If they think they're going to put Trump away by just kind of doing their little actions, this is going to raise the beast in Trump. And Trump is going to do things back on them, like an independent counsel coming after them. They're not going to like what's going to happen. It's going to get nasty.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Trump. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin,
at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.